Discourse 8, July 28, 1932, Saint-Germain. Invocation. Thou mighty, infinite, radiant One, whose mighty I Am presence we bow before, thou mighty ruler of the universe, we bow before thy all-conquering power. We accept fully thy radiating presence. We call to thee that thy presence go before us everywhere, mastering all conditions we contact, and making us a channel through which thy mighty presence flows. We bring love, greetings, and blessings to America. The Discourse. Kindness is always the conquering power, both with human beings and animals as well. Out of the fullness of patience and the application of the presence of divine love in all affairs comes the sure and certain reward. There is no activity where the consciousness or attention is held on the mighty I Am presence, wherein the element of divine love is not active. But this natural activity may be greatly intensified by adding your consciousness of the quality of divine love to it. This is a subtle point which very few not ascended realize. Some will say, how is it we mortals may intensify the activity of God? I answer, God, the mighty I Am presence, acts through the free will of the individual according to his or her acceptance. And the individual, being a part of God, being the same in quality, has the right and power to increase and intensify any one of the natural activities of God upon which the consciousness is focused. If sincere students will meditate on this particular activity, they are certain to receive much benefit. When the consciousness of the student is held unwaveringly on the highest center, which is humanly termed the pineal gland and pituitary body, he is recognizing and inviting the currents, the rays of light and love from the electronic body of his own mighty I Am presence, and also the assistance of the mighty advanced individualizations, or ascended masters, from that sphere of activity. This may be a shock to some, but as I have intimated before, personalities pray to God, thinking they are being answered by God direct. But I assure you, there are those messengers who are the watchers over mankind, who are the dispensers of the radiant currents, and who answer all worthy demands. The messengers from the sun behind the sun, which is the heart of the Christ power as we know it today, are the mighty messengers who are pressing forward in conducting this radiance to humanity in this radiant cycle which has now begun. In your department stores and schools, there are heads of departments and teachers. This very grossly symbolizes the higher activity, for in all activity where the light is coming forth, the less advanced are always being taught by the higher. Even the ascended host, as you know them, have those far in advance of themselves who are their instructors. This goes on infinitely and is an important thing for the student to understand. I assure you that through the centuries I have never changed in the mode of giving forth the fundamental principles. To do so would be to cross currents, which would bring disaster instead of the good that I, in my humble way, have been able to do. The most vital thing in human activity is the necessity of positively refusing to sit in judgment on the activity of another human being. to condemn, criticize, or feel curiosity about the affairs of another, except to wish them Godspeed, and that all is well, is not permissible for the real student, or the one who sincerely wishes to reach the highest attainment. Students and individuals should always remember that there is not to say them nay in whatever they wish to do or persist in doing, for they have the right to and free use of this mighty energy of God, which is the principle of life, animating them. They may use this energy as they choose, until their experience causes them to face about and turn to the light of their own volition. At this point or conclusion, they may receive great assistance from those who are more advanced than themselves, which oft-times strengthens and enables them to hold fast to the light. Otherwise, at this point, they might not have been able of themselves to do so. Thus you can see how very important it is for the student to understand and fully accept the presence and help of God's messengers of light. Spiritualism. In order that the students may not misunderstand this, I wish here to assure you that this has not the slightest thing to do with so-called spiritualism, as outwardly understood today. The ascended being, who has attained to limitless heights of understanding through his own conscious effort, is as far in advance of the average individual who, through his lack of understanding, has cast off the physical body, as light is in advance of darkness. One of the great stumbling blocks in the way of many earnest students is the inclination to go to mediums instead of looking to the mighty I Am Presence, the all-wise God above, within, and around themselves. Visiting mediums is not permissible to the sincere student, because it again means that he is dividing his own allegiance. For the mighty God within us, the one and only God, commands, "There shall be no other gods before me." Whatever your attention is upon is your God, for there your energy is flowing, and your energy is your life. To Donald Ballard, "Your love is like a mantle of fragrance to me. The love from each one of you has a different fragrance. The embracing presence today is very wonderful." The Love Ray. Divine love is the mightiest presence and power in the universe, and when one learns to pour it into every condition less than itself, he will come to know that he is focusing the core of that mighty ray into its invincible outer activity. This ray of which I speak is the one which has its own natural quality of impenetrability. To make yourself absolutely invincible, whenever there comes the idea of disturbance of any kind, no matter what the cause, it is your province as a student of the light to take your unyielding stand: "There is only God acting in that person, place, or condition." Thus you are giving power where it truly belongs. And so you allow the full inner power of the current of divine love to flow. To constantly practice this with joy and certain recognition of your inner power of the mighty I Am Presence will make you absolutely invincible. Students often say in their application of the law, "Oh, it didn't work." I say to you that it is absolutely impossible for it not to work, unless in some manner you have given power to the outer appearance. The unfortunate thing with students is sometimes the failure to notice the small manifestations of that great presence. As we are ever moving from the smaller to the greater, how can we receive the greater if we are not giving recognition to the smaller? I assure you, all of God's activity moves forward in a perfectly logical manner. The more recognition we give to the small manifestations, the quicker will we receive the greater. For instance, in the outer world of education, if the child did not learn its letters and how to combine them, how would it ever in the world become able to form words? There is a quality within the personal self that sometimes causes it to want to pass over the smaller things as of no value, and to use a modern phrase, grab off the greater. However, there is not the slightest difference in the activity of the mighty law, whether it be great or small in its accomplishment, if the student is sufficiently aware of the mighty I Am Presence acting. The student who needs, or thinks he does, some manifestation of the presence to give him faith in accomplishing the greater, will find great benefit in meditating upon this humble endeavor to make clear the way. The moment a demand for a thing comes, it shows that it is forthcoming. Raising the body. We first raise the body in consciousness. When we become conscious that it is possible for us to raise the body, and take the determined stand to do it, that moment the law of our being is set into motion to produce the perfected accomplishment. I assure you that the mighty law, when given a chance through your outer volition, loses no time in utilizing the opportunity, unless at some time you change about and cease to recognize this as a certain accomplishment. If you maintain this determination, you will find at some future time that the force set in motion in the beginning for that purpose never ceased for one moment to work for that end. If we do not utilize the knowledge that God has already given, how can we expect to have more? This instruction and information is not given just to hear oneself talk, but is ascended master law and information placed at the disposal of the students. And if they will look to their master selves, the mighty I Am Presence, for direction, they will be caused to use the right application at the right time for the right thing required. I say this, that where a great deal of information and application is given within a certain time, there is much given so the student may select that which he or she needs at a specific time for a specific purpose. If I allowed you to look to me, the instruction would defeat its own purpose. Never in the history of the world has there been a time when so much instruction and information has been given, for the incoming cosmic Christ is now in command. Never has there been such application and assistance given to students, for the cosmic outpouring is omnipresent, helping the student who will give his or her attention. Beloved Surya. Surya is a place as well as an individuality. It is the name of one of the individualized activities of the great central sun. It is impossible not to receive what comes from the mighty I Am Presence as an idea, when you really know that it is God sending or giving the idea. Affirm often, It is impossible for anything to happen anywhere in my life but God's perfect activity. Note, when you give power to astrology, you are putting dynamite in your own pathway. Benediction. Mighty I Am Presence from the great central sun, we give praise and thanks for thy mighty outpouring this day, for thy eternal victory of divine love, that in its glorious majesty holds dominion now throughout mankind and the earth. We glorify thee forever, thou mighty I Am Presence.